Hi, I'm Gilbert. I'm one of the pastors at Victory, and I'm the president of Every Nation Philippines. We're committed to plant churches, reach campuses, and bring the gospel to the nations. I hope this message inspires you to honor God and make disciples.
We are thankful because even at the start of the year, as you guys know, we have entered 2 years of this pandemic and of this COVID thing. And many of us have learned how to live through this. No, na hindi na tayo ganun ka, you know, we're not as fearful anymore. We know that life continues on in spite of the virus. And I do hope and pray that as we start the year, we won't let fear take control and influence the decisions we're going to make, especially for the entire Every Nation movement. Our theme for the year is Abide. And we will look at the power and the beauty of God's Word and how it can shape us and make us Christians who are courageous, who would be salt and light, who will continue to make disciples in spite of whatever is out there. We will abide in the Lord. And as what I said, in the past 2 years, in spite of the hardships, in spite of the grieving and the loss that we have also seen God move in miraculous ways. I am excited to actually tell you that there are so many Victory groups that are meeting throughout the week, and we've continued to expand even our horizon online through our discipleship, through our upgrade, and we are thankful even for our leaders who are frontliners, who are serving in hospitals, and who are going out, risking their lives, and giving people a glimpse of who Jesus is through our works and through our ministry. And I'd like to honor you and would like to thank the Lord for what He is doing in our church and in our churches all across Metro Manila and around the world. You know, the past week, I've met with some of our leaders, and as we were meeting, we were talking about the word abide and what abide really means. And one of the things that we want to see this year is that for all of us to abide in the presence of God, that we will enjoy the presence of God, that your prayer life would go to a new level, that your walk with God and your passion for the presence of God would go to deeper levels. Not only do we want to abide in His presence, but we want to abide in His Word. We want everyone to love the Word of God, to learn how to meditate on the Word of God, to open up this Bible and have the daily practice of seeking the Lord through reading of the Word, through studying the Word, and through doing whatever it takes to understand the Word of God. And maybe I just want to challenge some of you here. You might need to purchase a study Bible. Or maybe you need to join a Victory group so that you can grow deeper in your walk with God. We will abide in His presence. We will abide in His Word. We start that off in kicking off the year with our 5-day of prayer and fasting. So we want you to be with us. It's only through Zoom, but as we prepare our hearts and our soul, you know, make sure that your lunchtime would be reserved not for eating, but for praying with us. And even your time of dinner will be a time of praying and seeking the Lord for the year. The Bible says if we abide in God, there will be so much fruit that will happen in our lives. And maybe some of us, that's our goal for the year, that Lord, I will bear much fruit. What better way than to abide in the Lord? And let's start of the year coming together as a church community to seek the Lord and His will for our lives and growing deeper in our understanding of the Word so that we can apply it in our everyday living. Can we just bow down our heads and pray, Lord, illuminate us with your Word today. Speak to us. May the words of God be so real in our lives this year that there will be a deep longing to know God and His presence and His Word. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the next few weeks, we'll look at the book of John, as we look at the word abide, as you know, John 15 would be that main central text of abiding in the Lord. But we look first at John chapter 1 as we lay the foundation of why God wants us to abide in Him. John 1 verse 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Right? Now, the Bible says, in the beginning, new year, new beginnings. Some of you wore polka dots and jumped. Many of us jumped. Okay, it did not work. Okay, but most of us, new year, fresh start. But imagine, alert level 3. Oh, people are not going out. January again, the national quarantine month. Right? In the beginning, the Bible says, was the Word. It didn't say in the beginning was COVID. Or in the beginning was quarantine and lockdowns. It wasn't. The Bible tells us that how God starts our lives and our year, and even creation, in the beginning was the Word, right? The Word of God. And the Word, this Word was with God, and the Word was God. You see, if you start your year with the "in the beginning was sickness," then it could... you start to believe in the lie that this will be the entire year. One of the verses that I have mentioned maybe gazillion of times in the past 2 years is the text that says, "For God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind." Why? Because that's the Word. I hold on to that Word. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word of God tells me that He has not given me a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, that I can go and do the works of God and still dream dreams. Why? I've been given power. I've been given the spirit of love. That no matter I've lost loved ones, you've lost loved ones, but as Christians, we are called to love and give love away, right? The love that we experience in Christ is the same love we give to others. And the Bible says He has given us the spirit of a sound mind, something that we all need. The mental capacity to think clearly, a sound mind. That I will move because of informed decisions and because of the truth of God's Word. Sound mind. When anxiety, fear, and doubt clouds our mind, what happens? Can you make clear decisions? No. So if in the beginning was fear, it's going to change your year. It's going to be a very fearful year. But if in the beginning of 2022 was the Word, and in the beginning of creation was the Word, and this Word was with God, and the Word was God, changes the very stories of our lives. The word "Word" in John 1 is logos, or the way, the reason why things work, the reason things exist, the reason events happen. Why? Because of the Word, logos. Let there be light. Boom, light. Logos. The reason why you have been sustained and I have been sustained and the church continues to expand in the midst of lockdowns and policies and quarantine is because you can't stop logos. Because it's the reason why things work. And when things start to dysfunction, it's because we have missed logos. Verse 2, he says, "He was in the beginning with God." This logos was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. The reason things are being created, it's because of this logos, because of this Word. And this Word was God. It shocked the entire world, the Greek world, that logos is a person and not a force. Sila Yoda and the Star Wars were shocked that this was not the dark force or the light force. It was a person. And this is the very central doctrine of the Christian faith, that this Logos was God, not a force, not like a wind that blows, or not like materials that attract the universe. It's a person. In Colossians 1, verse 16 to 17, it strengthens the very same theme in John 1. It says, talking about Jesus, "For by Jesus all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through Jesus and for Jesus. And Jesus is before all things, and in Jesus all things hold together." What holds us together? What makes this universe it is now? What is sustaining this? Jesus. What makes the earth's distance to the sun just the right amount so that there will be day and there will be night? Jesus. What makes us still walk and not float when there's no more gravity? Jesus. What has made us not fearful in spite of the COVID scare? Jesus. What makes us grieve with hope? Jesus. In Him, all things hold together. My life is for Christ. My death is for Christ. My ministry is for Christ. My enjoyment is for Christ. All things were created through Christ and for Christ. And this is the perspective of the believers. Why? Because in Him, John 1 verse 4, was life, or the Zoe life, and the life was the light of men. The life that the world cannot offer is found in the Word. And that's why we make a case in John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, because this Word would give us life. And now this life would become the light that everyone would see. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. That no matter how you cover it, it can't be covered, because it's light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. This is the incarnation of Christ. The prophetic word given by Isaiah and Jeremiah and in Genesis and in Exodus and in the Old Testament prophets now will be fulfilled in verse 9, was coming into the world to bring that light and that life that we need. He was in the world and He came. And the world was made through Jesus. Yet the world did not know Him. In fact, they rejected Him. He came to His own, and His own people did not receive Him. They didn't want anything to do with Jesus. Yet Jesus is the one who will sustain us. Jesus is the one who will hold us. In Jesus, there is life. It's a choice we're going to make this year, 2022. Do I walk with Jesus? Do I walk in the light, or do I walk in fear? Do I walk in the news of the world? On whose report will I believe, Jesus or the world? Do I reject Christ, or do I receive and live with this Christ? And then he says in verse 12, "But to all who did receive Him, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God." God invites you to come and walk with Him so that we might become children of God, born in the family of God. Not because of your blood, not because of your background, but because you're of God. And what makes me love this verse is that no matter what your family name is, we can be walking together, because we are all created in the image and likeness of God, and we are called to be in this family of God. And we will fight this COVID together. We will fight trials together. Why? Because in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And now I've been given an invitation to be part of the family of this God who is the Logos that brings Zoe. Sarap maging Christian, di ba? Yet, wait, there's more. Verse 14. Look at your Bible. Grabe. The Word, Logos, became what? Flesh. And dwelt among us. And we have seen His glory. Glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. It's like, at last I see the light. This Word became flesh. God in flesh. So the person of Jesus Christ came down here on earth called the incarnation of Christ. Kasama po natin siya. He is with us. This 100% God and 100% man came in the world to live amongst us. And this is what I love about our faith. And that's why there's an invitation to abide. Other religions cannot do this. Why? Because you need to go to a sacred, holy place to meet their God. This God tells us, I am everywhere. I'm omnipresence. Right? I'm present everywhere. I'm 100% God, I'm 100% man, and I came to live in the world among you. And that's the difference between religion and Christianity. The religions of the world would be humans trying to reach God. Oh, I need to do this and I need to do that so that I could find the life. That's religion. Christianity is God reaching out to us. God so loved the world, He gave His only Son. You see the flow, it's downward towards us. The Bible says, a song in Psalms says, He stooped down to make me great. He went down eye level. Looked us in the eye and says to us, my son, my daughter, you are great because you are created in the image and likeness of God. God reached out to men and gave them life. And gave them light. While the world is trying to reach gods and goddesses and success and the idols of the world, God says, no, no, no. In Christianity, I reach out to you. I love how Eugene Peterson wrote it down in the Message version. And the Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. Jesus went to our barangays, to our villages, to our neighborhood. He became flesh and blood and moved in to become our neighbor. I want you to think through that truth. Grabe, no? 2022, guys. If you feel like that, just like Bette Midler, that God is watching us from a distance, which is not biblical, by the way. John 1 tells us, He moved into the neighborhood. He wasn't social distancing to the church. He was in the neighborhood. One of the songs that's so philosophical that the world, that became so popular because the world is asking the same question was, I forgot the title, no? Parang One of Us ata yon. And the song goes, I won't sing it, right? It says, what if God was one of us? Just a slob like one of us. Just a stranger on the bus trying to make his way home. This became so popular. Because the world is asking,
What if God is in the neighborhood? What if God was one of us?
Now, I know this is not good theology, but it was asking a question that Christians have been trying to answer. But let me again rephrase that statement. They're asking a question, but are we really answering the question? Do they see it in our lives? Do they see it in our doctrine? Do they see it in how we make decisions and how we live? Especially the past 2 years. What if God was one of us? What if God is in the neighborhood? All holidays, we answer the same question and we shout it. Christmas, Emmanuel, God is with us. Easter, the dead, the burial, and the resurrection. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. Three kings, the ultimate king who rules. God is here. Doctors who sacrifice their lives is a manifestation of the goodness of God. Frontliners who are out there, real life scholars being supported by strangers in the church community, we should be shouting, God is here. Do we reflect that? The life that is in the light of men. Christ came to dwell and live with us. He's with us. You know, if you're with somebody and you always live with that somebody, you start to act like that somebody, right? So if I'm with a group of gamers for 24/7, most likely I'll be a gamer. Or if I'm with a group of bikers, most likely we'll be biking every time. And it's the same way. If I'm with a group of people who believe in Jesus, who love Jesus, who believes that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, then I got to live like a Christian. Christ came to dwell and live with us. And the result of that is what? For from His fullness, we have all received what? Grace upon grace. When He moved into the neighborhood, and I responded with a relationship with Christ because of His great love and invitation for us, from that fullness of 100% God, 100% man, the incarnation of Christ, we have received what? Grace upon grace. And the writer, mind you, did not say, we've received grace. No, he said, grace upon grace. It's never ending, overflowing, one-way direction grace given to you and me. So imagine 2022. You receive grace this Sunday. Tomorrow morning, you will wake up with grace. You will wake up under grace. You will live under grace. You will parent under grace. You will work under grace. There will be grace under pressure. Why? Because from the fullness of God, we have received grace upon grace. But I want you to see the prerequisite upon receiving grace upon grace. Do I abide? Is He in my house? Do I live with this Jesus? Do I walk with this Master? So that I could live grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side. He has made Him what? Known. Now, I said there's a lot of difference between Christianity and religion. Christianity is the creator of all things. Desires to be known. The Creator, the Sustainer, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, desires to be known. God was saying, it's not a one-step transaction. Lord, I ask You to come into my life, open my heart, come in, boom, lock.
No. God is saying, I want to reveal. I want to stay in your neighborhood. I want to pray with you. I want to play with you. I want to eat with you. I want to have fellowship with you. I want to live life with you. This triune God wants fellowship with us. While all religion, it's like followers will call and have an appointment with the gods that they want. Sana mapansin ako. I hope I will have access. The Bible tells us we now have access to the throne of grace. We can enter into the throne of grace with confidence. Why? Because the Creator desires to be known. He wants us to pray. He wants us to seek His face. He wants us to abide in Him. Because our faith is not transactional, it's relational. How's your faith? How's your walk with God? Is it program-based? Or do you have this relationship with the Lord? Do you really love this Jesus? I grew up in this movement, entered the movement 1991. We didn't have publishing houses. We didn't have Victory Group materials. We didn't have one-to-one. We were told to open our Bible and read it every day. We were told to pray and seek God. Bookstores, Christian bookstores, were almost non-existent. You have to go somewhere in Makati or somewhere in Malate to get your Christian books. But we had access to this Bible. We started reading it. We started meeting together in groups, just seeking God and His Word. Strip off the program. Strip off everything. We just wanted the presence of God and His Word. And that's our dream for our church this year. That we would love coming together to study the Word and enjoy His very presence. You know, you are 18 inches away to a different 2022. 18 inches away from a different kind of year, a year like never before. Well, you might ask, what's that 18 inches? The 18 inches is the measurement from your head to your heart. We want to do two things this year. To abide in the presence of God and to abide in His Word. Let it not just be all here, but let it be here and here. That 18 inches. That this becomes real, that this becomes incarnate. You know what incarnate means? Iba yung parang talagang bumaba. Here with us. Not here in the brain or in the mind, but never in the soul. The Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The transformation of the soul is by the mind. So both should actually be so interconnected this year. I want to challenge you, 2022, in the beginning of this year, was the Word. The same way it was in the beginning in Genesis, I pray 2022 for every one of us. In the beginning, it's going to be the Word of God. It's going to be this Word that became flesh and dwelt among us. Start dreaming those God dreams again. Start saying, God, give me your purposes and your plans, and I want to walk in your power, in your love, and with a sound mind. Lord, I don't want to move in fear. I want to walk in faith just like Peter walked on water. Lord, let the Scripture come alive in me this year like never before. Head, heart.
Let the Word of God come here and here and change the way we live, that we become hands and feet of the Lord this year to people who are asking, what if God was here and was just like one of us? Let's all bow down our heads and pray. Jesus, we come to you and we commit 2022 to you. Lord Jesus, we pray that even as we start the year with so many bad news and so many limitations, we would know that the will of the Lord and the purposes of the Lord will still prevail. That God, you are sovereign, you are strong, you are powerful, you go beyond the limits. Lord, I pray today that we would have the heart and the passion to abide in you like never before, to cling on to you with our dear life, to abide in your presence and to abide in your word. Lord, teach us to pray and fast. Teach us to seek your will and the kingdom of God and all of your righteousness. Let there be supernatural hunger that would come upon every person watching this. Jesus, let your church come to a whole new level of growth and closeness to our God. Lord, that we would abide. Lord, that we would make space and room for the Spirit of God to move in our midst. That we would learn how to give up things that you're asking us to give up, so that you can come and do your work in us and let Zoe life be experienced, the abundant life that's found in Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask you to come and fill us up. Lord, we dedicate this new year to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us. You can visit victory.org.ph to find a church, join a Victory group, and give online. Thank you for partnering with us, discipling the city, the nation, and the world through your generosity. For more messages like this, you can subscribe to this podcast through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you listen to podcasts.